Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is April 25th, 2020. My father's 88th birthday. That's Mark Sr. And we are well into the COVID-19 crisis. But he's healthy. So I'm grateful for that. He's got a bad cough, but tested negative for COVID-19. So other than having to learn how to walk again following hip surgery, he's in pretty good shape for 88. Unlike the rest of us, we're all walking around with masks on. And as I thought about it, I was waking up one morning this week, and what came to mind was the Billy Idol 1983 release, Eyes Without a Face. This is what we've become. You can't really tell who's behind the mask. Apparently this song he wrote, I'm not even sure he wrote it, he just recorded it, is based on a 1960 French horror film called Les Vieux Sans Visage. I certainly hope I pronounced that right. Les Vieux Sans Visage, Eyes Without a Face, horror film. I won't go into the details because this is a family show, I think. But I turned on the radio, or not the radio, but the YouTube, right, to see what he looked like, you know, singing this. First of all, I couldn't believe how young he looked. So it's been that long since I've seen Billy Idol. He curls his lip, and he seems all angry, and I'm thinking, why are you angry? You are living 40 years after the end of the Second World War. It's post-war Europe. Everybody has enough to eat, and there aren't bombs falling. What are you upset about, you know? Anyway, apparently he was inspired by this film about Eyes Without a Face, Les Yeux Sans Visage. I just love it. It's like omelette du fromage. It's the only French I really know. That and oui. So, mais oui. The French have a long memory, it seems. They apparently were very frightened by this film, and so started banning facial scarves in the early 2000s, late 20th century. They started banning these scarves, and you know, is it a religious thing? Yeah, probably. You know, the French president François Sarkozy tried to say that it was due to wanting to liberate women and all of that. But, you know, let's get round down to it, folks. It's a religious thing. They were banning all sorts of religious adornments, even the Christian cross, for example. It doesn't really make any sense. Anyway, so I'm just wondering now what they're doing in France and these other countries. Apparently there were a lot of other countries that had banned the facial scarf. They didn't like Muslims wearing these things, apparently. Denmark, believe it or not, progressive Denmark, Czech Republic, banning facial covers. Some others that you might not expect, like Belgium, Latvia, who else? The island of Corsica and, well, Bulgaria. I could see that. Okay, fine. So, in any event, it's now 2020, and suddenly it's a matter of public health that we all have facial masks, right? We are les yeux sans visage. We are eyes without a face. I can't get over the lyrics and how they seem to fit so well. I'm all out of hope. One more bad dream could bring a fall. When I'm far from home, don't call me on the phone to tell me you're alone. But we're all alone, aren't we? Isn't that the way it's worked out? Oh, there's all sorts of bad news, too, about the country, you know, printing all these dollars to sort of shore us all up. And, you know, I made the mistake of reading the Wall Street Journal this week once, and jobless claims are 4.4 million, And then we borrowed all this other money, and oh my God, the global economy is contracting everywhere due to, you know, the service sector can't serve. So that's why we don't have this. So if you were born before 1970, you remember Billy Idol. But if you were born before 1960, you remember John Fogerty? That guy? Okay. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I heard him interviewed this week by his two sons, who are also in the music business. And he was mentioning that people are hoarding toilet paper. And he had an offer, and the offer was this: I have two rolls of toilet paper, which I will trade straight across for a 1959 Les Paul guitar. You betcha. What a deal, John. Well, it's too early to tell what's going to happen. I don't know really how to measure the evidence. Just we seem to be reacting. Except you can't really tell who's reacting because you can't see their face, you know. All you can see are their eyes, and their eyes seem terribly distressed. So all we can really do is just wait this out, and I'm going to pick up my less-than-famous guitar and see what happens. Okay, Pete, take us out.